This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now for a little told you so from MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa. You may recall back on Halloween, he predicted a very early dose of lake effect snow and temps that feel more like Christmas than mid-November. And Mark Torregrossa joining us today from Interlaken, looking at the weather around the state for this November 11th. It does seem like you called it.
It does. And, you know, this wouldn't be really out of the ordinary for the state of Michigan, but I think it's, again, just a preview of how easy the cold air is going to come down this year. And that means that a couple of weeks from now, when the next batch of cold comes down, the lake effect will be even heavier. Here in Interlaken, we can't see the ground. It's white. So we're getting the snow here, and probably we'll end up with about 3 or 4 inches by the time it's all done.
And we can thank that big blob of cold Canadian air you've been talking about, right?
Yeah, that is the source. It's still up there in Canada, continues to build, and every cold front that comes down now will bring an easier and colder chunk of air down toward us. So there's no looking back now. 6 months of this, we can enjoy.
It's here. Now, you don't have to necessarily be living in the UP or along the shoreline in West Michigan either to possibly have to deal with some snowflakes.
No, we've got a strong cold front, and it's moving through the state from north to south now. It'll be out of the state by later this evening, but right on the back edge of the rain, it changes over to snow. And I was actually quite surprised, but up here in the Traverse City area, I don't want to say the roads are slick, but they certainly didn't just totally melt off. There's slush on them, and you got to remember how to drive in the winter.
Well, Mark Torregrossa, give us an idea, just looking through today into tonight and on to Tuesday, who'll be getting the most snow? How much?
Most snow falls around the Traverse City area up through Kalkaska, Gaylord, and probably around 3 to 5 inches of snow. And then up in the UP in the snow belts there, there's a lake effect snow watch, maybe up to 8 inches there with 30-mile-an-hour winds and blowing and drifting.
Well, that has to be.
That sounds fun, doesn't it?
That sounds a lot. Well, I got to say, this has to be encouraging to ski operators and to skiers. There's a lot of money that needs, you know, that can be made when it snows and the conditions are right.
You know, most certainly, when the cold hits, they can start making the snow with the snow guns, and it's not that expensive. So they might get a little help from Mother Nature, but the main thing is they like seeing the cold. They turn the snow guns on and they start building the base, and we'll probably be snowing here in Michigan a lot earlier than we have been in some years.
So it has to feel good to be right, right, Mark? Because Michigan's changeable weather can so easily make a fool out of the best meteorologist.
I never try to say that, because that means the next day I've made a fool. So you say it, and I will just nod.
MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa joining us from snowy Interlaken. Thanks so much, Mark.
Okay.